Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
What do I want my base to be? I'm building my own bowl for lunch. I'm trying to be as clean as possible this week. But I want it to be rosemary potatoes, brown rice, pasta. I don't want to do pasta. Kale and quinoa.
No.
Or superfood blend. I feel it's got to be rosemary potatoes or brown rice, right?
Yeah. Yum.
I'll do rosemary potatoes.
That sounds good. What do you mean? Out of everything
I don't
you
know what rosemary is, so it just sounded weird.
It's a spice. Herb. It's potatoes.
Maybe I like it.
What sauce would I like? Marinara, teriyaki.
Ooh, teriyaki.
I don't really
teriyaki's
like,
good.
I'm not a big teriyaki guy.
Really?
Yeah. Sweet chili.
Yeah.
That's good too.
Thai peanut. I like buffalo.
Oh, that's good.
You know, Lunchbox can go peanut tempeh tacos.
They don't have those anymore.
I'm going to go buffalo.
You want spicy?
What are you
buffalo
getting?
Buffalo sauce.
What are you getting, man?
Wait, so far it's the potatoes and buffalo.
Oh, I've already ordered the vegetables. Do you want to hear the vegetables I put in it?
Yes.
Spinach.
Okay.
Good. Tomatoes.
Ugh.
Broccoli.
Stop.
I'm just telling you.
Cucumber. Chicken.
Good.
Buffalo sauce.
Sounds good, man.
Well, place this call, man. Maybe I'll get some.
Hey, man. What do you mean maybe you can get some?
Yeah.
I'll tell you off the air. It's just a place that makes food, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, sounds like a place I've never been.
Do they have peanut tempeh tacos?
They make bowls.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's bowls with chicken.
Do you
sounds
know
good.
The worst thing that I do, and it's so stupid. I'll order food up here to this building, and then I'll go home and try to order some food if Caitlin's gone, and then I'll be waiting for it, and it's like, it's just been delivered, and then I realize they've delivered it back to this building because I never changed it.
Your location.
And that's an hour I'm set back.
Yeah, it's not good.
It sucks. Okay, next. Tip, 30%.
What?
29% is what they have on here. You're my hero is what I'm going to be.
Ooh.
Oh, my goodness.
People out there trying to grind. I am lucky enough to be in a good place right now. So let me pass it out as much as I can.
Yeah, I'm just.
You're not tipping, Lunchbox. So just let him tip.
Okay.
Like, why are you judging his tip?
I'm just trying to get the information from that place because I'm always looking for new lunch places.
I'll tell you when this is over.
I know. I'm just reminding you.
You can put your pen down now.
No, I'm writing lunch place.
We have on our website right now, bobbybones.com. We're trying to send you for free here to Nashville to watch Eddie and I's Raging Idiots $1 million show. And it's not just us playing. We bring a bunch of friends that are in music too. Parker McCollum, Dina Carter, Tracy Lawrence, Michelle Branch, Randy Houser. So many people are going to play. Just go to bobbybones.com because Hyundai wants to send you and a guest to the 6th annual Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots $1 million show. It's a round trip. It's a hotel. It's 2 tickets to the show. Just go to bobbybones.com. Sweepstakes sponsored by Hyundai. It's your journey. Morgan, what's that look like when they go to the page?
They just go up there and they hit the click to enter, write their name.
Front page?
Front page. Front page. Right there, you'll see it.
in bold letters that you can win, and you hit enter, put your name in. That's all you got to do.
And we don't sell it.
We don't sell it, no.
Okay, thank you. Mike, I'm going to come to you about the Oscars in a second. If you want, I just saw that they came across, if you want to prepare that. Woman in Texas has pleaded guilty to stealing a $1 million scratch-off lottery ticket from her cousin.
Oh. Yikes.
Man, I've read this story. This is legit.
Like, as in real?
Which way?
Tell me then without reading it. Give me the heads.
The cousin won the $1 million on a scratch-off but wanted to remain anonymous. And so she was like, here, I'll cash it for you. Don't worry about it. So she went and got the ticket, went and cashed it, and then went back to him and had some forged documents from the state, lottery commission, saying it was only a $20,000 win. And she goes, so here's $13,000 because the rest went to taxes, and she pocketed the rest.
Your own cousin.
That's messed up.
That's messed up.
Wow.
Yeah.
So then what happens? How does she find out?
Well, then the cousin went to the authorities and was like, hey, this doesn't seem right. I know I had $1 million. And
see, if that other, the bad cousin would have been kind of ahead of it, she would have cut the phone line and then reconnected it to somebody being the fake authorities, and they'd been like, we're showing up, and she'd have bought them all cop outfits, and they'd been like, we're taking care of this.
That'd have been smart.
That's like a movie.
But yeah, so.
A bad one, though.
Not good, man.
Yeah, that stinks. Amy's doing a show here in town in Nashville. Amy, tell everybody about your show.
Well, it's going to be.
I should talk about it on the show today. I forgot. I'm sorry.
Well, that's okay. Yeah. It's going to be March 25th, so we have a little bit of time, but tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Central. But I kind of have summed it up as like what a successful girls' night out to me is with my people. And it's like you share, you
laugh. What's the show, though? You haven't said the name of the show or what?
Four Things with Amy Brown.
Good. Live. So it's a live podcast.
It's a live podcast, yeah. Yes. And it's going to be at Franklin Theater. So I'm very excited to just get everybody together. There will be guys there, but for
they'll
me.
They'll all be naked.
Oh. No. There are some
and they'll
women
be Scuba Steve and Ray.
Their husbands.
Oh.
But like there's laughter, there's connection, there's sharing. And then when I get home from a girls' night, I feel empowered and refreshed. And that's what I hope. If people come to this, they'll get all of those components and feel like they've come home from a successful girls' night out.
So to get tickets on Friday at what time?
10 a.m. Central.
And where? BobbyBones.com?
You can go to BobbyBones.com and there will be a link.
I'll just say
theater.com.
It's okay. The easiest way. Just say BobbyBones.com.
BobbyBones.com.
Yeah, because so. I do that crap too. I'm like, well, you can go to open.slash.org. Yeah. Tickets.
And there'll be guests and experts and music. So we'll share more of those details later.
10 a.m. Central Time on Friday, BobbyBones.com,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. I say this at risk of knowing, and I don't think I'm going to get crushed online, but at risk of making myself vulnerable. But like I'm starting to worry about Britney Spears again in the way that I don't really put a lot of effort into it. But still, when I see what's going on with her, I'm like, guys, it ain't good.
What's going on with her?
Like she's posting pictures on Instagram. She got in a big fight at a restaurant. I mean, and this story isn't even that crazy, but it's just Britney Spears is looking to sell her Calabasas mansion after buying it just 6 months ago for $11.8 million. The singer bought the home to be closer to her children. She says the home doesn't offer enough privacy. She's selling it off market. But she's just constantly in the news now. Yeah. And I hope everything is okay, because sometimes it doesn't seem that way.
I know. It's funny, not funny, but you're bringing this up. And I think 3 days ago or something, I texted one of my girlfriends and said, I'm worried about Britney Spears. And she replied back, same. And obviously neither one of us know her, but it's just very bizarre things.
And especially coming from what she came from. Well, we didn't know anything about it. And people were all like, free Britney, screaming free Britney. And I get it. Mm-hmm. But we don't really know the intricacies of what's going on there.
Yeah, it's wild. I mean, like when it was all that free Britney stuff came out, my wife sat me down. She's like, I feel guilty that we went to see her show in Vegas. Like she was working, like she didn't want to work. And I was like, yeah, it's bad. But then now all this comes out, I don't know which side I'm on.
I don't think you have to pick a side.
No. Other than just
because
like
we don't know. We don't know what's really happening. Mm-hmm. So we shouldn't be screaming, this is the side we're on, when we don't have all the full details. It's just you hope for the best, pray for, and hope that somebody's there with her, guiding her.
Yeah.
If it is, as it may not even be as it seems. I could be completely wrong. I'd be like, oh, she's actually fine. She's just being funny online. Like I did a whole video of asking people to stop punching dudes in the nuts. Did you guys see that one?
I did see that one. That was funny.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. Well, then I was like, maybe I should. People may be worried about me posting nuts. I was like,
oh.
So you know.
But you do that to me.
What?
Sometimes hit me in the nuts.
I don't hit you in the nuts.
You do used to.
Nope. Not
I hated
years.
It.
Not years. I faked hit you in the nuts. As a matter of fact,
that's what it was.
I faked on Lunchbox like 10 minutes ago, hitting him in the nuts. I went, made him flinch a little bit.
And I usually don't flinch, and I got mad at myself.
He flinched.
When he walked away, I was like,
hey, he flinched like a little baby boy he is.
Dude, I hated that.
I was so mad at myself because I like usually a baby am boy. So solid.
A baby boo boy. He's finchy-winchy. I haven't hit you guys in the nuts in years.
You're right. You don't hit. You just act like you're going to hit.
Yeah, get it straight.
That's exactly right.
But one day you're going to hit him.
Mike, will you talk
to me
about...
You know who used to hit in the nuts all the time?
Who?
These nuts.
Got me.
Got him.
Mike, will you talk
got
to...
Got him. Set him up perfect.
No, we haven't done that in
I haven't
years
got...
Either.
With that... The last time somebody got me was Zizi over there. And he when he got me...
Stop. I'm not falling for that.
Nope. Okay.
Mike, Oscars came out today.
Yeah, nominations.
Was Sean... No, was nominated for an Oscar?
What's up?
Was he nominated for an Oscar?
Austin Butler, yeah.
No. Him.
Lunchbox.
I'm falling
good.
For it.
All right.
Usually Mike and I are the ones that fall for it.
I know, all the time. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I'm not in game shape right now. Best picture, Mike. Is this one of those where they do like 100 pictures now?
There is one, two, three,
pictures,
like eight
movies.
Of them.
Yeah.
The pictures.
Yeah, go ahead. Who's up for best picture?
All Quiet on the Western Front. It's a World War I movie on Netflix.
Never heard of it.
It's pretty good. If you like 1917, it's that same kind of style.
It's a remake.
You have Avatar The Way of Water.
Never seen it.
It's good. It's pretty long.
4 hours.
Yeah. Surprising that got nominated.
Because it's a mainstream movie?
It's a sequel. Sequels hardly get nominated.
What about Godfather 2?
That's an exception to the rule. That one's the only one that won for a sequel.
What about Forrest Hump?
That one didn't make it.
That wasn't a sequel.
No, it wasn't a sequel. All right, next up.
The Banshees of Inisherin is a comedy.
Kay.
It's pretty good. It's on HBO Max.
Next up.
Elvis.
Come on.
Saw the first three quarters of it.
What? You didn't finish it?
It wasn't that I didn't like it, nice. But when we finished it, we were tired of that. We're going to get back to it. We just were not compelled to go back to it.
Yeah.
Is it going to get sympathy votes?
Because of what? Lisa Marie Presley
dying? No.
No.
It's good. I don't think it's best picture worthy.
How do you feel about all these like Netflix and HBO Max having movies?
I think it's great.
Me too. Good.
Creates competition. Good. Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, they're still real legit movies, mm-hmm. especially on HBO Max.
What's Everything Everywhere All at Once? What's that?
It's about the multiverse. You would love this movie. I told you about it when it first came out. You need to watch it.
Can I stream it?
You can now.
Give me the plot, like the general plot.
It's this lady who discovers that she's able to tap into the multiverse, so she's trying to save her family, and she goes through all these different universes and finds different versions of herself with different powers.
Oh, man, that's so... I'm getting turned on right now. I love parallel universes. How would you explain a multiverse to Amy?
Oh, I understand.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
To Lunchbox, then.
Okay, if there was
Is that Inception?
No, that's Dreams.
That was a good one. So
not the same, though, at all.
There's the Lunchbox here now, but in a different timeline, there's a different Lunchbox who has a completely different life.
Like a parallel universe.
Okay, I got it. Living two different lives. Like, isn't there that movie where he chooses to, like, it shows you, or maybe it's a TV show where it's like, oh, if I would have chose this life, I'm over here, and if I chose
but
this...
But that's... No. That's
actually...
That's
not either
if
or.
He would have.
It's like, choose
different.
Your own adventure.
This is... There's two happening at the same time. They're just... Multiverses, there are multiples of that happening.
Sort of like Multiplicity when the guy...
It's sort of like Multiplication where you're 3 times 9.
Multiplicity was a terrible
movie. Somewhere right now, there's another Lunchbox at this exact moment.
Like, he has the same DNA as me?
That's hosting this show, though. Because who knows what happened? There are 10,000 versions of this, so you're running the show, and it's wildly successful. And there's another one where you ran the show, and it failed in like a day.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
All right, what else?
Maybe I'll watch it.
That show does sound terrible. Yeah, go ahead.
The Fablemans, which is a Steven Spielberg movie, basically about his life.
Mm-hmm. I don't know any of these, really. I've watched some Elvis. Go ahead.
Tar, that's the only one I haven't seen. It's a German movie, foreign film. Top Gun Maverick, which is also surprising. And you always say that there should be a movie that actually people have seen nominated.
Mm-hmm. That would be it.
There you go.
Or Avatar now, because it's made like $1 billion. Yeah. But I don't know anybody who's seen it except Mike. How does it make $2 billion? I don't know nobody that's seen it.
My family saw it.
Hey, sounds like money laundering to me.
That's not real.
All right, go ahead.
Triangle of Sadness. That was pretty good. It's like more of an indie movie. It's about all these rich people that go on this yacht, and the yacht crashes.
Oh. Ooh, that sounds good.
Oh, and it's like Survival of the Fittest.
It's like...
Yeah.
Chesney.
Oh, yeah.
Predicting Chesney's future is what they should call it.
And it's like how the power shifts once they're trying to survive.
Really?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
And
then you have Women Talking, which is a drama.
Amy, it sounds
like Four Things podcast.
Yeah.
Based on a true story.
Tell me more.
Which on Friday, get tickets at 10 a.m. Central. Okay. Well, I'm going to watch Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, you should check that one out.
That Tar movie is German, but I'm watching Dark. It's awesome. It's maybe my favorite show.
That's in German, too?
Oh, man. Have you seen Dark, Mike?
No, I haven't.
What's that on, Bones?
Netflix.
Okay.
It because we watched the first episode of Dark 6 months ago, 9 months ago. Turned it off. We watched it. Who cares? Wasn't that whatever? One of my friends, he's been on the show. His name's Jason. He was the one that did the experiment for NASA. They paid him. He just laid in bed for like 3 months. He was like, dude, it's just a really good show. I was like, man, the German. He's like, put the auto dubs on where they're putting English over their mouths that don't match and put the subtitles on. And so I did. It's up there with one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Wow. That's a statement.
Like, there's time if Kayla and I have 20 minutes. Do you want to get a little bit of Dark?
You get your fix.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, but you have to be into, I don't even want to say what it's about because you figure it out, but they're in a town, there's a lot of weird stuff happening. It's not aliens.
And this is one universe.
I'm not going to say anything about anything.
Oh, boy.
But there's a lot of weird stuff happening, and they can't figure it out. But there's a cave, or something's happening in the cave, and that's all I leave you on. But it's German. It's like, I feel the way when I watch Squid Game, when I just couldn't get enough of Squid Game, and I was like, how much time do I have? Okay, let's get in some Squid Game.
Squid Game was legit.
It's awesome. But there have been some amazing shows.
I'm almost done with The Old Man. One more episode.
Such a good show.
One more episode.
He's awesome.
I think my wife cheated on me last night, too.
Yeah. Well, I didn't get
The Old Man.
I didn't get home. Okay.
Wow.
No, I think she finished it last night without me.
Man, it is something else. That's that show too. It's a different vibe because that's an old guy and an old guy fighting.
It's
like FBI type
Jeff
stuff.
Jeff Bridges.
Come on.
How are you doing?
What I'm excited about is eventually I'm going to get over to Amazon because the new John Krasinski's back in another season.
Jack Ryan. Yes. When?
Now. It's up.
Wow.
And this there's a like new episode. There's Christmas. So many good series. Everybody doesn't watch the same stuff anymore because there's so much out there. There's another season of that show on Amazon, which I watched maybe 2 years ago, and I forget the name of it, but it's where they find all the Nazis, the undercover Nazis.
Yes, it's called
Strangers. Or
I see the picture. I
can
see
the yellow.
I can see the thumbnail.
It is awesome.
Gosh, what's it called?
Hunters.
Hunters. Yeah.
Hunters. That was called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 2020 is when it came out. Hunters. It's got Al Pacino in it. But
these are the old Nazis, right?
Yeah, and they're Nazi hunters. And they're trying to find the Nazis that aren't open Nazis. That show is the shiz, man.
I feel like my neighbor growing up was a Nazi. Now that we're older and my family was in town, we were talking about it, and it just all makes sense.
Why?
Because he was an old German man.
Oh, he was really old?
Oh, he's an old German man.
Got it.
And I read a while back that a lot of them moved to Mexico or South America after the war.
Well, they think that the rumor is that Hitler moved to like Argentina or wherever. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're in South Texas and we're like, that does kind of make sense. He was a nice man.
There were a lot of them, though, that were really good at science that we brought over here to help us with the space.
Hey, this guy was good at science. He was a scientist.
Really?
Yes, I'm telling you. We were all sitting around the dinner table like, that makes so much sense. This is crazy.
Oh, wow.
The Last of Us on HBO Max, which I haven't started yet, but I can't wait to start it because it's right in my alley. And everybody's like, it's so good. It sets the network record for viewership. It's the most watched second episode ever on HBO. Like 4 times bigger than they put the first one out. But I need like 5 episodes up before I get in.
Hmm.
I need to eat so many cookies that I'm feeling sick. Otherwise, I just want more cookies. So I need them to have 5. So I watch like 2.5. And by that half, and I'm just like, I'm exhausted of watching this. I need to turn it off or I don't feel fulfilled. It's like how I like sugar. I need to eat so much I feel sick or I don't feel like I got anything to eat at all. And this show is right where I like my shows to be. Apocalypse, action. He's trying to save what I know because I didn't play the video game. It's based off a video game. And from what I know is this girl, basically, zombies, right? Mm-hmm. She got bit or had whatever happened to her, but she didn't turn into a zombie. So she basically has what's in her as the cure, and he's got to get her across the country. It's a very rough version of what I don't know, but that's what I think it is going into it. Oh, man, that sounds good.
That sounds cool. What was that show where it was the end of the world and they had to go across the country too? It was like
it's the end of the world.
Forrest
and I feel
Whitaker.
Fine.
Forrest Whitaker. You ever see that one? Where like I think it's a movie. It's just one movie and they're trying
to. You said show.
Well, maybe it's a movie. I don't remember.
Forrest Whitaker.
Remember that, Mike?
End of World movie. Google. How it ends.
How it ends. And they're trying to get, I think he's trying to get to his wife or his daughter who lives in like Washington State and he's coming from the East.
It's only 5 out of 10 on IMDb.
Well,
I just remember the concept.
Oh, you didn't say it was good?
No.
Oh, I love shows like that. I tell you, you guys, you've already made your alliances. Don't worry. I've saved the clip.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So when the apocalypse comes, don't be coming over to the compound.
Are we all leaders? What do we say in the clip? I think I'd be a good leader, too.
You guys don't want to be part of my team. You were grabbing, like, Mike Vrabel from the Titans, who's not going to let you in his house.
That'd be legit.
Or Derrick Henry.
But he's already, like, a coach, man. He coaches, like,
yeah, but he's not. He doesn't know you. You're not going to be a part of his tribe. He's going to kill you.
Don't let me in with them.
You want to go on Bobby's team?
Go ahead.
Yeah, that's,
I'll trade you Amy for a case of water.
What?
I'm already making deals.
Hey, we're good. Thank you.
Okay. All right. All
right. Okay, I have certain skill sets.
Mm-hmm.
Like what?
That you bird watching,
crying.
I can.
Town crier.
Oh.
Yes, I can let people know things. I can spread the word. I can sew.
A woman spots her husband in a restaurant ad 9 years after he died.
What?
In an ad. So a woman says that her husband's in a video posted last week by a restaurant. He's been dead for 9 years. They say that the video was recorded last week.
Uh-oh.
So people are desperate to know more, but they're not talking anymore. So a woman on social media is begging for more information after commenting on a new video posted on Facebook by a restaurant. Spice Cottage posted the video showing tables full of people enjoying their meals, but a woman named Lucy Wilson asked when the video was taken because, quote, my late husband and his son are on the first shot, and he died in 2014.
And the son still alive.
Old videos are used all the time, but the restaurant responded that the video was recorded last week. Not that the woman or Spice Cottage has said any more about it, and commenters are desperate to know more about the situation.
And they're lying about what he's shot.
Does she have a body?
I don't know, but people on TikTok look for attention and fake stuff so much.
That's true.
If that's true, that's crazy. If not, goddess, this is my idea for a new TikTok series. And people have to be a part of it with me. So you know how people get on and are like, I'm a flight attendant. Here are the five facts you need to know about being a flight attendant. Hey, I'm a server. And here are the five facts. Mm-hmm. I go on and just fake like I do all this stuff. And I'm like, hey, guys, I'm an oil worker. And I have on a little oil suit. And I get five facts. But I make some absurd stuff up. Like some real, but some like,
yeah,
like, wow. But I do all of these professions. And I go on and just fake like I'm that. And it's all on my feed. Like if you investigate, you see that I'm kidding. But I bet you some of those would go viral.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just one after the other. Like, yeah, I was a roadie for Motley Crue. And I say all this stuff, and here are the five things, I bet you some of that crap goes viral. And that's just the running joke, as I come on acting like that my profession was a pilot, and I swear to you, I looked to the right, and this orb was right beside us. And it got to be so controversial that the airline, I won't say who because I don't want to get sued, they wouldn't let me fly commercial anymore, so I don't work for them anymore. But so I'm just giving, you tell me that crap, that's not hilarious and wouldn't go viral.
What's an orb?
Like a ball.
Like a spaceship.
Mm-hmm. I think about all this stuff on TikTok that I know would work, but then I just never get to it because I got other things that I know works that I have to pay the bills with.
And it's a lot of work.
And it is.
It's a lot of work to do a TikTok video.
But especially if I'm going to write one up.
Yeah.
Like I was a chemical engineer and you will never guess what they put inside of. Yeah, exactly.
Like the guy that found the money in the McDonald's. Well, you could easily do that. Guys, I just got this from Burger King and this
I work at a funeral home. Guys, I know. Here's the thing. I work at a funeral home, and sometimes we eat the scrotums. It doesn't matter. You can do any of that.
Hey, I'd share that one.
I wouldn't say that, though. That was not why you want to go viral.
Of course it's a lie, but I wouldn't care.
You go to jail for that one?
And I would be on. I'd be like, hey, guys.
We're eating a scrotum?
This is Wilt.
Yeah.
But then I give all these supposed behind-the-scenes stuff of an industry that people care about, but it's two of them are lies.
Mm-hmm.
That will be a funny TikTok. I got another one too, but I'm going to share that one. That's my $1 million idea that I've been punning around for the last 3 months.
I thought the scrotum was $1 million idea. That's not it.
No.
The one you're not sharing?
That's digestion. No. Yeah, I'm not sharing it. That one would be really good if I just had the time to do it. A new poll asked Gen Zers about their career aspirations, and YouTuber did not make the top 10 for the first time in a long time. 14% said business person, which that could be a YouTuber.
Sure.
12% said doctor, 9% said engineer. I didn't know a single engineer or even know somebody that knew an engineer growing up. That wasn't a real job to me. I knew people that worked at the mill, and then I knew people that knew like an occasional doctor, but I didn't know a doctor. I thought having your own doctor was so crazy. People like, yeah, I called my doctor. We just would call a line at the clinic and be like, hey, can somebody help? I don't know. That was now I have a doctor. Like I have my literal doctor that I have a relationship with that I call. That was so bizarre to me. And an engineer, who even knew that was a thing?
I didn't know it was a real thing until college. It was like, oh, I'm majoring.
A train engineer.
Well, it's like, I'm majoring in engineering. And I was like, I don't know what that means.
Choo-choo. Yeah, where's your hat?
Yeah.
You're going to fix things?
Axios has that story. The family of Carol Baskin's missing husband is calling BS on her claim that he is alive and well.
Okay, this is like a five-year-old storyline.
The claws are coming out in the decades-long feud between Tiger King star Carol Baskin and the daughters of her dead husband, Don Lewis. They say pretty much that because she's saying he has been found alive and well, they're saying it's simply not true. She denies any involvement in her millionaire spouse's mysterious disappearance. It's crazy they also can't figure this one out.
Right.
I mean, yeah, but she had the perfect cover, though.
Of?
Tigers?
The Tigers. I mean, they're you ain't getting that back. Like, it's not like there's going to be any evidence.
But it's that, yes, unless there is somewhere and they just haven't found it. Like, DNA, hair, anything that was left behind. But there's nothing.
What are you saying? The Tigers ate them?
Yeah.
But they don't eat bones.
Okay.
They don't eat bones.
They don't. So where are the bones?
DNA, that would be DNA. Anything left behind. You can put them in a fire.
Yeah.
But then, but then you're touching them and moving them. Anytime you're moving anything, that's risky. I used to work as a... What's that job where they do dead people?
Mortician.
They go to the
coroner.
Coroner. I used to work as a coroner, and the one thing we did was save scrotums.
Really?
It's all scrotums. Everything is scrotum.
I'll send you that video clip. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Let me roll through this and make sure we didn't forget anything today. Britney Spears, boom, got it. The Last of Us, the show on HBO. Are you guys interested at all about that show, though, when I mention it?
No.
Yeah. Not really? Ish. You do? Husband died, but is in restaurant video. $1 million scratch-off. Carol Baskin. Oh, here's one from Ray. I got a couple more things. Raymundo says a country artist copied this song, title of a massive song, and nobody's calling him out for it.
Yeah.
I would never put this on the real show, but it's so funny that it might be something that we should talk about here.
Okay.
Ray, what song are you talking about that's new? Just say the new song.
5'9".
By?
Tyler Hubbard.
Okay. Think about that song, 5'9".
Okay. Yeah.
Now, Ray is saying that it was stolen, the title was stolen, from what?
He's not 5'9", he's shorter than that.
Think about it. He says it's stolen, and why is it not being called out? Because it's so obvious.
5'9". From another country singer?
5'9".
Here's the note. A country artist copied the song title of a massive song, one of the biggest in country music, and nobody's calling him out for it.
9 to 5.
Oh.
Working. Is this a Ray discovery?
Yes. This is Ray saying how it's just not the same.
Yeah, 9 to 5 is a clock, and 5'9" is a height.
And no one owns the numbers.
Correct. But what tipped me off on this is he said his wife's not even 5'9", so I wondered, why did he do 5'9" if she's not 5'9"?
Because, well, here's what I read. Who knows if this is how it happened, but he was at the right, and he decided he wanted to do this, and he thought his wife was legit 5'9". Then he wrote the song, took it home, played it for her because he was so excited, and she was like, well, that's awesome, except for I'm 5'10".
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
So change it to 5'10".
Cool. Okay. Cool.
Here's another one. Eddie, mark this clip on this one because I will want this video here.
Hold on, stand by. Go ahead.
Raymundo says stars are just like us. Raymundo said he saw a big artist who sells out shows all the time flying Southwest, and he did not even have early boarding. So around the room, we're going to see if you can guess who it is.
I know, so I can't say.
Ray, what town did you see them?
Nashville.
Okay, so you're flying out.
Yeah.
Yep.
What artist who sells out shows was flying Southwest, and what group were they in?
They were definitely not in A. It was either B or C. It was behind me. I actually boarded before this artist.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to do 10 questions? Yes or no? You and Amy can each have 5. Amy, go. And if you get it right, I'll give you $20.
Okay.
Amy, go.
They're married.
I mean, here we go.
Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead, Eddie.
I didn't like memorize their biography. I probably should have.
That's what he was saying. He was like, oh, I got to look stuff up. Go ahead.
Is he in 30 or younger?
Definitely not.
Married, older than that, Amy.
You went hard on definitely not, though. Like, you went a little too hard on definitely not.
Well, definitely not.
Yeah, but okay, go ahead. He's not. Ray's right.
So what? How did he phrase that?
He's over 30.
Okay, thank you.
And he's married. Amy, 2 questions down.
Does he have kids?
Yeah.
3.
He sells out shows. Has he had a hit this year?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's January 24th, so I would say...
Oh, no.
No. I mean, just only because of the year, and Eddie asked a bad question.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
But I got the oh yeah first. All right. Amy C's had a hit.
Is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other family members that are famous?
No.
Shoot.
Five.
Thought it was...
I'll now lift to $40 if you get it.
Wow. Because the questions are bad.
No other family members are famous.
Okay, does this artist, is he known for wearing a hat on stage?
Yeah. Kinda. Come on, man, kinda.
What does that mean? Guys, I need to...
man.
Does he wear a hat
on
stage
or not? I'm
going
to say, is he known for it? Known for it? No. No.
Okay.
Has he before in his life? Sure. But no, he's not known for it.
Okay.
That's six.
Come on, Amy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Married, kids, over 30.
Nobody else in his family is famous.
Nobody else is famous. You have two questions each.
You guys are struggling.
I am.
Shh.
Don't shh.
Does he have a beard?
No.
Seven. Eddie.
Okay. Is he over 40?
No.
No.
Raven's right. Gonna say yes. No.
Okay, Amy, he's between 30 and 40.
Eight. Great, Eddie. That's correct. Good job, buddy.
Narrowed it down, man.
Did you get one question each? Go ahead.
In case she wasn't listening.
Doesn't have a beard. Not known for wearing a hat. Okay. Okay. Is his hair brown?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know who it is?
Eddie?
Oh, I just eliminated someone that may not
okay.
be.
Okay, okay.
Last question, Eddie.
And he's married.
And then write your answers down.
Does he, when he plays on stage, does he play a guitar?
Yeah.
Final question. Okay, write your answers down.
Heck yeah, he does.
Man.
Sells out shows.
Like.
That's all you get. No more questions. You have 5 seconds to write your answer down. Time?
I don't know.
Amy, who do you have?
Granger Smith.
That's a good guess, actually. It's not right, but it's a good guess. Eddie?
Ryan Hurd.
Also a good guess. Both wrong. I'll give you a hint. He's 36. He's played on this show twice. He is from Oklahoma. He
is
somebody, when I read this from Ray, I laughed out loud and texted him and said, I guess Ray saw you at the airport.
You texted him.
Oklahoma, 36.
He's a good friend of mine.
Brown hair, your friend.
Yeah, he's a good friend of mine. I'll say good friend.
From Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Come on, guys.
You know it? Oh, you knew it.
I saw him.
Oh, wait. Is it, what, did we say the, oh, we said genre?
You've been at my house while he's been at my house.
I know, but.
What?
I'm trying to think if did we say the genre of country music? Now my brain.
We didn't say any genre.
We didn't say any genre.
Okay. Is it Ben Rector?
Yes.
Okay. I kept thinking country singers.
Got it
so,
too, Amy.
Yeah.
Dang.
Okay. It was pretty funny to see him being normal and had to wait behind us in line. That was pretty cool.
You can clip that, Eddie, right there. It may be too long, that video.
yes, it is
maybe
long.
Too long.
yeah, I mean, I saw him too.
Stars
but
are like us.
But this is the third time I think I've seen him on a Southwest flight. That's how he rolls.
Eddie and I saw Matt
Carney.
Carney at the airport. We freaked out. We were like, oh my God, first moved here. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Matt Carney. We didn't go talk to him. We were nervous about talking to him. And I think we told him that at some point, didn't we?
Yes, we eventually did.
Yeah.
Hey, but how, remember the time we saw Keith Urban?
But hold on. The Matt Carney thing's weird because where that comes back around in my story here is when Caitlin and I, we went to watch Oklahoma City Thunder game and Matt and I became friends. Matt was playing down the road. I texted him and said, hey, when we leave the game, will you still be on stage? And he's like, yes. So we go to Matt's show. Text his manager. We're like, hey, we're here. So we go up. We sit at the very top row, the very back of the balcony, and we see him like play his final three songs. And his final song he plays is Nothing Left to Lose, probably his most commercial mainstream hit. And Caitlin wrote something on her phone, whatever. I didn't know what she was writing on her phone. I wasn't looking at her phone, whatever she gets back. And then she later told me what she wrote on her phone was, that was the moment that she said she fell in love with me, was at Matt Carney's show during that song, which is again why I called him, was like, hey, will you come play during when I engaged? And he was playing up by the pool after I proposed and went up there. She thought I was just playing the song, but it was Matt.
Wow. I didn't know all that. So maybe the first time we saw Matt Carney was foreshadowing. at the airport, Googling him.
I think seeing Matt Carney at the airport was foreshadowing the fact that there are a lot of musicians in Nashville that sometimes are at the airport.
Not that you're about to find the love of your life and get married.
I think that was it. Okay. Years away. One other final thing that I'll mention. I don't care. I'll just tell you a personal story. Sometimes people are like, why do you tell so many stories that have to do... If I have a... It's a fine line because I have good stories that involve people that are in music, right? And I don't always want to be like, look at this. Like, but I do want to... If it's a good story, I just want to tell it. So don't judge it because it's a funny story. So we were out. It was me and Jordan Davis in the same golf cart. We were playing golf. Eddie, were you with us?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe Eddie was. And we see Ryan Hurd, who is...
Yeah, I was there.
Also a friend, playing across on a different hole. And Jordan and Ryan had just written Jordan's song that went number one just recently, the What My World Spins Around, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's a really good song, by the way. And so, but I didn't even... Yeah, hit that. To the way that it feels when you lean in and kiss me. That song there. So, but that time I didn't even know the song. And he said, yeah, we just finished the song, whatever. And I pull my phone out and I see Ryan over there. And so I was going to record a video going, this is the day you guys wrote the song. You're going to treasure this forever. Thinking that if it was a single, they'd be happy that I recorded it. And so I pull my phone out and I start recording Jordan and Ryan. And Ryan goes, stop recording me. I'm supposed to be at a write. And I lied and said I was not feeling good.
You're going to post it and bust him.
So I had to put the video down. And so I didn't make a video at that moment. But I really wanted to. But they wrote that song together.
Yeah.
Isn't that pretty cool?
It is.
And then
cool.
I would have had a nice memory if Ryan would just went to his right that day.
It would have been a great video, too.
But then I wouldn't have been able to get that if he went to his right because he wouldn't have been there. Right.
Oh, that makes sense.
You know?
Yeah.
There you go. We're
done.
The
path you choose, right? Isn't what? That what saying? The path you choose. Isn't it weird how...
The road not taken.
No, it's weird.
God bless the broken road.
That's good.
Okay.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.